Considering all options, I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what the U.S. ambassador to NATO says the White House is doing about Russia possibly invading Ukraine. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan's among lawmakers calling on the administration to impose sanctions.
I do not support sending U.S. troops to Ukraine. I do support the administration's focus on bolstering our NATO allies in the region with other NATO troops, by the way. It can't just always be U.S. troops, but we have an obligation to our NATO allies.
Ukrainian officials say they don't think a Russian invasion is imminent. A group of Uyghurs protesting across the street from the White House today against the Olympic Games underway in Beijing. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs, and this speaker compared it to Nazi Germany.
The lack of international investigation will only embolden China to continue its brutal attempts to eradicate the Uyghurs, just like how Hitler started his Holocaust of the Jews following the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
The U.S. has led a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in protest of China's record of human rights violations. A man in Texas kills four members of his own family before killing himself.
The shooting spree took place in two locations, beginning in Corsicana, Texas, south of Dallas. It then continued 20 miles away in the community of Frost. Corsicana police say a man shot another man and woman to death in their home at the first location. Then in the second location, first responders found another man and a child shot to death.
Fox's Roger Stern. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. One person was killed in an overnight shooting in Virginia, not far from Virginia Tech. Four other people, including a student, were hurt.
Virginia Tech's call to shelter in place rattled nerves among those who remember the mass shooting there in 2007, one of the worst in U.S. history. Virginia Tech student Ella Moore was out with friends when they got the school's alert.
We contemplated whether we should stay or go. We figured it was probably safest for us to actually stay at the bar until we heard more.
Blacksburg police say those injured during Friday night's shooting at a hookah bar near campus were taken to local hospitals. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Google and Ford have joined efforts to transform a once dilapidated Detroit train station into a research hub focused on electric and self-driving vehicles. Fox's Jeff Manasso explains.
It's a partnership between Detroit, the state of Michigan, and Ford Motor Company that announced in 2018 it was saving Detroit's historic Central Station from demolition, where Google has now signed on with plans for research, test, and new mobility solutions for jobs of the future.
Create a place where innovators from around the world and corporates and government and academics could come together and tackle these mobility problems so that we could help build a future that's accessible for all.
Ford's Carolina Plusinski saying the company's partnership with Google also includes cloud computing services. The first buildings in the Michigan Central Innovation District are set to open this summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
95-year-old Queen Elizabeth has attended her largest public engagement since a recent health scare. The monarch hosted a reception at Sandringham ahead of the 70th anniversary of her accession to the throne. The Queen leaned on a walking stick as she mingled with guests. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.